La Salina Palace. The palace was built in the 16th century by Mr. Rodrigo de Mesía, Lord of the Guard in Jaén. But legend says the palace construction was commanded by the Archbishop Alonso de Fonseca for a girlfriend, Lady Maria de Ulloa. Noblemen in the city refused to welcome her, being the Archbishop's concubine. Having suffered such a humiliation, he orders the construction of the palace for her. We can clearly see two rows of figures sustaining the galleries. Those on the bottom part look human, and stepping on them we find others with animal heads. Popular tradition says the human characters row represent each one of the families who refused to welcome Lady Maria, being smashed by the monsters. Symbology represents Lady Maria walking through the galleries, stepping on the families that humiliated her as her vengeance for being rejected. Once again, we see the mixtilinear arches. In the center, we see a well that was found during the cloister restoration, which serves as a water supply for the palace. These facilities were a salt deposit in the 18th century, reason for calling this palace the Salina. Today, it is the headquarters of the province council. But this beautiful patio has been prepared to hold contemporary exhibitions, which integrate in perfect harmony with the calm and tranquility its architecture provides, in spite of the proximity to the city. Such interventions consist in signals, illumination and complementary theatrical and musical activities, which contribute to turn this patio into one of the most significant exhibition and concert spaces in the city. A space formerly dedicated to rest, which today is left to Salmantinos and visitors to enjoy. We hope our route and company has been helpful for you. Here we have tried to show you part of the charm of the history and people of this town. Now it's time for you to live your own experiences. We are sure you had a very good reason for coming to this town. So go now and enjoy your stay.